Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 9:19. Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch along with Tom Ackerman. And our next guest says the American education system is broken and that the way to fix it needs to come earlier than most parents, educators, and administrators realize. Natalie Wexler is an education writer and author of The Knowledge Gap, The Hidden Cause of America's Broken Education System and How to Fix It. She joins us now on KMOX. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I have to ask, you spent a year in a classroom as research for this book. What surprised you the most about that experience?
Yeah, well, that actually turned out to be the most fun part of my research. I actually followed two early elementary classrooms through a school year. And one was using the typical approach to teaching reading, including really what I was focusing on is reading comprehension, which is to take it as a set of abstract skills like finding the main idea or making inferences and just have kids practice that on books that they can read. And this was a first grade class, so those books were pretty simple. And those kids were not really engaged. And it turns out, according to science, they actually weren't learning much because comprehension doesn't work like that. It's not just a matter of practicing finding the main idea over and over again. It doesn't matter what you're reading. It really has to do a lot more with how much relevant knowledge you have about what you're reading about. And the other classroom, which was a second grade classroom, was using a different kind of elementary literacy curriculum that is becoming more common, but was pretty unusual when this was back in 2016-17 that I was doing this. And those kids in second grade, they were learning about ancient Greece, ancient India, ancient China. They were learning about the War of 1812. They were learning about Greek myths, all sorts of things. And they were fascinated, and their vocabularies were kind of amazing. They were learning words like plummeted and foresight and enlightenment and using them in their conversation. And they were just way more engaged. And it turns out, according to science, that kind of curriculum is much more likely to equip them to read and understand the kind of texts they're going to be expected to read in high school and beyond. And it is really important to start building that kind of knowledge and vocabulary early, because if we wait to upper grade levels, it's just much more difficult to sort of make up for all that lost time.
And that's just reading comprehension. Natalie, taking a bigger look, why do you say that our education system is broken?
Well, there is more to it than reading this approach to reading comprehension. We've been kind of averse to building kids' knowledge generally, and the prevailing philosophy in schools of education is that it's better for kids to just discover stuff on their own as much as possible, and not have the teacher sort of stand in front of the class and explain stuff. And that sounds nice, and it can work once kids have information about a topic and they're motivated to learn more. But when kids don't know much about a topic, they may not be all that self-motivated to learn more, it often does not work very well. And I think that this approach to teaching reading comprehension is kind of part of that philosophy, because I think the idea is, well, we're giving them the tools to eventually acquire information for themselves. They'll be able to find the main idea and make inferences later on, and they'll be able to learn all sorts of stuff on their own. But it's not equipping them to do that. And so really, and what has happened is, especially in the last 20 years, as reading and math test scores have become so important, elementary schools have kind of squeezed out the little time they were spending on social studies and science to spend more time on prepping kids for those tests. And with reading tests, you know, it looks like the tests are assessing those kind of abstract skills. But in fact, if you don't have the background knowledge to understand the passages on the test, you don't get a chance to demonstrate your skill at making inferences or whatever. And so this approach to reading comprehension has kind of taken over much of the elementary school day and often through middle school as well, especially in schools where test scores are low. And those are the kids who really rely on school for this kind of knowledge and information and vocabulary. Other kids with more highly educated parents can pick up a lot of this information and vocabulary at home. And that explains a lot of this gap in test scores that we have been trying to narrow for decades, and we haven't made any progress.
So I want to make sure that I'm comprehending. It almost sounds like what you're saying is if you engage these younger students in these topics, that then the reading part of it and the comprehension part of it comes along with that because of their natural curiosity.
Yes, to a large extent. Now, I want to be clear, there are two components of reading, basically, and one is comprehension, which I'm talking about, but the other one is being able to just decipher the written words, you know, and that part does need to be explicitly taught as a set of skills that kids practice and just get better. Unfortunately, that part of reading instruction has also been out of line with what science tells us works. And so that part does need to be taught as a set of skills. And that there's been more attention focused on that lately. I think just about every state has passed legislation or some kind of policy to improve phonics instruction. And that's great because that's what most kids are going to need to become fluent readers. But we know from evidence that if you just do that in the early grades and you don't also simultaneously build their knowledge and vocabulary through reading aloud and discussion of texts that they can't yet read themselves, what happens is you get a boost in test scores third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, when most of the test score is going to be dependent on their ability to decode or decipher those words. But then that benefit fades out starting in sixth grade. And by the time kids get to middle school, tests are really testing comprehension more than decoding words. And if kids don't have the academic knowledge and vocabulary that's assumed, not just on the test passages, but also in the textbooks and things they're expected to read, then that benefit from the decoding instruction fades out and does not help them anymore.
The book is The Knowledge Gap, The Hidden Cause of America's Broken Education System and How to Fix It. Education writer Natalie Wexler has been with us on Total Information AM. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Sure. Thanks so much for having me.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.